Yirmid Alas. So, Abaye came along and said a kula that in nighttime, once they've loosened their belts, we don't make them stop their meal. We allow them to finish the meal, and then daven Maariv. So more, depending on whether Maariv is Rishus or Chayvah. So more compared to Mincha, where the Mor says Mincha is definitely a Chayvah, and we don't make them stop. So the Mor says by Maariv, we're concerned about the potential of the problem. Came along Rishus, and Rishus said, is it so difficult to loosen your belts? Number one. And number two, let the person get up and daven as such.
I mean,
excuse me. Is it tircha to retie your belt? And so let him daven without the belt. Some more answers, and this is where we're at. Sixth line down. Shum shenemer hikern likras elokecha Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should prepare themselves to meet their God. And the more it brings, in other words, that it's not proper to come to daven Maariv with your belt loose. If that's the way a person would would appear outside normally with his belt on, and that's the way he dresses, to present himself publicly, so now he loosened his belt to be able to eat his meal, which is a private thing inside. He says, okay, I'll get up and I'll daven, you know, looking for schlept. You cannot get up and daven looking for schlept. There's halacha b'hikam likras alakecha. So therefore, we let them not daven Maariv and finish off the meal and then retie the belt afterwards. Because the daven as such was not considered proper. Versus Rabba bar Rav Huna, Rami Puzmaki, Umatzli. He put on his socks and then he davened. Amar he currently crossed the Kechel Yisrael. The proper way to daven is not with bare feet. Bare feet. Rava Shadi Glime.
How does that compare with, you know, the Kohanim would go, you know, barefoot and they basically.
Because there's a lot of avoid in the base of Mikdash. They had to touch the ground. But otherwise, if Tosfos basically comes out over here and says if the derech of that country is Tosfos says it's a raya that a person should not daven barefoot except for a Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. They would daven barefoot, and the halacha says. It's put on halacha. If the derech anshei osa mokim is to stand liftei malachim barefoot, then you're allowed to. You know, if you would stand in front of the, you go in front of the king bare feet. So you know, in some places in the Sahara, I imagine that was acceptable. So you could daven like that. But if you would to go in front of the king, you wouldn't do that. You would get dressed. So you have to get dressed with davening also. Rabba shali glimei uparcha yodei umatzli. Glima was his cloak. So he would take off his cloak and put his hands together in supplication and daven. Omer says, Ka'avda kami more. I want to appear like the Eved in front of my master. I don't want to come in looking too chashuv. So Omer Ravashi, Chazina, leather of Kahana. Ravashi said, I saw by Rav Kahana, ki ikot tsara ba'alma, when there was in time of Eitz Sara, Shali Glimei Parcha Yodei Umatzli. So he would take off his cloak, he would clasp his hands together and daven. Omer, he would say Ka'avde Kamei Mori, like the servant in front of his master. Kika Shlomo, however, when there was a time when there wasn't Sar, Lovish, he would put on his clothing Umiskasi. He put on the regular clothing. Miskasi, he'd put on his outer clothing. Umisatev, and he would put on his head covering. Umatzin, he would daven. Omer, he currently dressed lekecha Yisrael. That the proper way to meet the king is dressed properly. So it was depending on the situation, he would daven in both ways. It's interesting, what's brought out of the halacha seems to stress the din of hikkun. Like the more stomach, the more before, there was a din of hikkun. You have to be dressed properly for daven. Tosis has one problem over here, that he has two kashas. So Shesha says, is it a trichuso the meser hemyone? So what's the big tircha to retie your belt? And anyway, let him daven like that. So he answered, because he can only dress on the kachisah. So Tosis only answered the second question, didn't answer the first question. Right? So she says, Tosis says that the Gemara didn't seem to be bothered with the first question. The main question, the more answer was, let him daven as such. The more said, you can't daven as such. You're supposed to be oizer chalotza b'shas tefillah. You're supposed to have some type of belt on when you daven. And then Tosis gets involved because we have pants, we have some type of a separation to the lev and the erva, so we don't need that. It's brought down the halacha, there's two shitas, whether in the case that you have liberos erva, you don't have liberos erva because you have the pants, do you need to do something beyond that or not? But Tosis says, we only answered one question. The response says, no, you answered both questions. Because now the Morris says that he can only dress the kachi. So by the time they undid their belt, probably they took off their jacket, they took off the this, you know, and you're supposed to get dressed for davening. So it wasn't just putting on the belt again. That was the Morris answering. It was redressing yourself totally. Well, that's takar tirchusa. That takar is a tircha. So it answers both questions by doing that. Ties this Gemara into the issue of separation, right? It's funny to do that because Liberos Erva was a halacha which we know, so if that was the tie of the Gemara, so you know, Sheisha says, what's the problem? You know, Davin is such. I mean, is it a Liberos Erva, right? What was Rosh Hashanah's question? What was the Morris Harris's hikar? It's not the hikar. So therefore, some learned that the Morris saying that we already have the separation. That wasn't the issue. There's a special. There's the preparation for davening. That's where you get the idea of having a special garment, the covered tefillah. The main sore behind the gartel is to have a main. Is to have a special garment, the covered tefillah. So a person in the mosque would only wear their jacket for davening. They wouldn't wear it the rest of the day, so they'd have a special garment for tefillah. So that would you'd be mekayim with that. A person wears a jacket the whole day, they also wear it for davening, so what's their special garment? So they came up with a garment. The problem is a certain chassidim which wear the garment the whole day. Calls them on their davening, if they're in the base medrash, they wear the garment the whole day. So what's the special garment for tefillah? And he's brought down an halacha. Slept up from Mr. Burr, that there's a sheet that says this person should have a special garment to cover tefillah. So he brings that then you have to lezer ezer b'shas tefillah. Filiational avon shen libra, even without libra as erba, you have to have a special belt for that. B'shem hika. Then it says derech chacham v'tanim shlo yispal el kashem atufim. The derech chacham was able to daven atufim. That's this gemara over here. B'shas zam yesh chabek hayadam b'shas tefillah ka'av the kamim. Or b'shel niyesh lispashes b'begadim iskash b'begadim noyim lispal. Time of Shalom, a person should be wearing very nice clothing, the covered tefillah. That's, you know, in Sadi Aleph. In Sadi, It's correct. You should have special begotten designated just for the purpose of tefillah from Bidei Kahuna. Like the Kahanim, when they brought the Kabbalahs, they had special begotten. El Shein, Kolodim Yachol, Levasas, not everybody can afford to have a special set of clothing for davening. That's in Sarichez. I once pointed out, if we would keep Mimikayim, all the halachas the way you're supposed to prepare for tefillah, we would daven differently also. Imagine a person would put on special clothing just for davening. So we have a certain mindset when you go into davening, because you have special clothing to cover the tefillah. Okay. Where's this interesting piece of Gemara coming up? Where says, Rabbi Chazir, the Rav Hamnuna, the Kamark Mitzloise. Rabbi saw that Rav Hamnuna was davening a long tefillah. So the longer you daven, the less you can learn. So by schlepping out this long davening over here, he's taking away from his learning time. So he's been menicha chayolim, tara which is chayolim, and oiskim chayisho, because tefillah beikir is for the tzrochim of what we need for this world, which is chayisho. So he's not focusing on the right thing by schlepping out his davening so long. No, it's proper to have two different zmanim, and one is not is considered encroaching upon the other. Okay. The Mor says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Habi Yosef, Kameh, Rabbi Zeirah, Habi Oski, Bishmaita. They were learning together. So Noga Litzluye. I was getting late to daven. Vahava Kamasarhe. Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was trying to get them to finish. They should go daven already. Kari Ale Rabbi Zeirah. Rabbi Zeirah applied the following pasuk to him. Meser Ozlo Mishmaya Torah Gam Tfilosu Toeva. That the guy who's let's get this shit over with so we can go daven already. So Meser, a person who's taking away his ear from listening to Torah, so the person not interested in his tefillah either. So the fellow who's schlepping, the rabbi, please finish already because he's got to daven on time, the clock, So the person is not interested in hearing your tefillah anyway. So the applications of this, of course, are very halachal ma'isa. Okay. See Rashi. He can the grass of the kachi, so the second line. He snarled the fun of it. Person should come looking beautiful. Rami Pusmaki, Noisin an pilos, Cheshubim Baragal, he put on special socks on his feet, the covered tefillah. Babaz, the called kalchus. Shadi glimei, Masha Gadatame, I love you. Take off his cloak, Shadi Yirik Kachoshev, he shouldn't look Kachoshev. He would grasp his hands together. Marzi b'laz kadam hamitzar be'emus rabbi. Person is standing in front of his master in awe and fear. Chayalim is tara. Tefila is tara chayishahi. The refua, the shalom, the mazarnas. Your focus is on basically on chayishah. Noga ichar got late. Masar mamar lama. He was pushing to get up. And he says, don't push. Okay. The Mor says, now the Mor interrupted, we were going through when is it considered. The Mishnah said five things you can't do before Tefillah was sitting by the Saper, going to the Merchatz, the Bursaki, Achila, and Din. So the Mor explained four of them, what's considered a Haskalah. If you start, you don't have to stop. I went through by putting down the garment you wear by the barber. That's the beginning of that verse, because you put on your apron. Merchus is you take off your clothing. And din is and achila is when you loosen your belt or wash your hands. So the more never explained when haskalah's din is. So now the more is going to go back, and the more interrupted now. We spoke about that. Spoke about this the belt. It spoke interrupted with Shilas Arbus taking off the belt, etc. The whole flow of the Gemara. Okay, the Mor says when is considered Meimasai Haskalah Din. When is the Haskalah Din? that once the Mishnah said, if you start a din, you're not mechuyev to interrupt. So Rav Yirmiya v'Rabbi Yoina. So Chalak said, Rav Yirmiya and Rav Yoina. Chalam v'Mishiyas atfu hadayonim. The dayonim would cloak themselves in a talus. The erech of the dayonim was to show that Elokim Nitzabad is Kael, the Bereshim is there present in the din. They would bedachka put on their talus, they would put on their begotten of COVID. Listen to the dying nowadays is that their that the minhag by so many of the yonim is that they wear a hat. They sit in their jacket and hat, and then because this din of itzu. Chadam Rav Shiyiftuchu b'alei dinim when the talus din start presenting their tainus. More so below psiki, they're not arguing. Hold the aski b'osu b'dinu. If they're ready sitting in court, so that they're not putting on their talus, so that when the new case, they finish case number one, they're starting case number two, when the baladinim start presenting their case. If the case, they haven't started the din, so then just wrapping themselves is considered already the scholar's din. Versus Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi, Havi Yosvi, Vigarsi, Beni Amudi. They were learning by the pillars in the back. I got a little bit in the back of Beis Medrash, where the pillars were, which supported the Beis Medrash. They would sort of go and take open up the Ibra the Dasha was like the cross beam across the door. You know, what do you call that? You know, you close your door and you would have what's it called? Cross beam? No. It would shut the door. The thing which would hold the door shut. So they would go and like open up the door. You know, you picture in the good old days in your log cabin. After you finish, you put the thing across to keep the door shut. What's it called? What?
Bolt slash.
We know what it is. Okay, anyway, it's an abra the dash. Right. Okay. So they would go the. Abra the dash of Amri Yikum the Islay Dinah Leo Balesi. If somebody wants to come in, they should come in. Satoshis says that it seems to be that they were this has got a problem. Sounds like they were learning and they were looking, well, is anybody interested in coming into a case? It's like there's more cash of the judge the case than to learn. Like they were constantly making sure if anyone wants to come in, it's available to come in. Toshis brings a Gemara in my cotton, which we had, that there is the more of the Hasidim, they didn't want to put him into the more of the Dayanim, they took him in. Vice to vice, you know, that you know, this guy wasn't, they wanted to come to bury him, and they wouldn't let him into a certain thing. They wouldn't let him, but the Dayanim, okay, he can go to the Dayanim, but a Hasidim doesn't deserve it. Vice to vice, that was more choshev. So that was the Dayanim Shein and Mumchim. So sometimes they're not the Akhashurcha. But otherwise there's a Khashivas of Din. And the more it brings it, the more it's like this, the more it says, Rav Chista, Rabbi Barafuna, Havi Yasri Vidina Kula Yaima. They were sitting as in a din the whole day. Havi Kacholishli Bayu, they felt very weak, Rashi says they felt very bad that they didn't learn anything today. They sat in din the whole day. So Tanalu Rav Chia Bar Rav Midifti. It says, "V'yamar ha'om al Moshe min haboker al ha'orev." That the Kaisel stood by Moshe the whole day. Chisal daitzlosh Moshe Yoshe b'don kol ha'yom kuloi. He sat. There was din the whole day. So Tara soy ma soy nasis. So when is he going to learn something? So what does it mean that he sat in judgment the whole day? He had, definitely he had a tkufa where he interrupted and he learned. Alarm lecha. Person judges a din emes, and we saw this phrase din emes lamito. We had in Sanhedrin means that it was. And Tosfos points out over here lafuke din merumah, that there's a case where based on every indication of the regular dinim etc. that what they're doing is correct. However, it doesn't smell right. So it's a din merumah. So Bezin has a right to say we're not going to accept such a din, we're not going to pass it. So it's then emes lamita, you know, it's really true, you know, it's, you know, there's like 99% true and 100% true. I mean, true is true, it's not true, it's not true. That's what it means. Din emes means al pi dinei emes, pi all the kol din, it fits, but the bezin has their instinct says there's something wrong. But a person would be careful to don't din emes lamita. I feel a show achas even 1 hour of the day. Malo because of kilo nasa shutu lakadosh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. There, as if they created the world together with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Ksiv hocha b'yamah ha'om al Moshe min ha'boker out of order. Ksiv hosem v'hiyer v'yivoker yom echad. Okay. So they stood by Moshe the whole day. What Moshe did was equivalent of min boker out of order. It was equivalent of day and night. So that was his response to the person not learning, is you're getting that the chashivas of din is tremendous. Okay. Al-Mosa Yoshin B'din. So when is the proper time where Bezim would interrupt the din? Samora says, Amar Sheshes Adzman Suda. Till the time they would sit in the morning till Zman Suda. So, Omer Rav Choma, Mikra, what's the pasuk which supports this idea of Ad Suda? Yechsiv, Iloch Eretz, Shamal Kechnor, the Sarayach Babercher Yechelu, Oy is to the land that your leaders, the Malkech, means the, which means, where the Darshan means the Dayanim, and your sorim, and they're busy eating in the morning. Ashrech eretz shemalkech ben charin, mesharach ba'es yochelu, and happy is the land that the yonim are ben charin, they're adults, and they eat in the right time. Mikvura b'lo b'shasi, what does that mean? That's into the pasuk. Mikvura shal tara b'lo b'shasi shal yayin. They're focusing on the Gvur of Torah. You have leaders which focus on the Gvur of Torah, not on the Shtia of Yain. So now the more is going to go through when exactly is the Mansuda. Tanur Abona. Shavishana was Michael Ludin. The Ludin were cannibals, and they were very interested in eating. They were very into food. And they used to eat the first hour of the morning, they would get up and they would eat. Shnia is Michael Listim. The second hour was the time when the Listim would eat because they were busy the whole night. They would come after busy night, they would come in and sort of like wash up and rest a little bit, and then they would eat something. Shlishis is Michael Yarshim. The third hour of the day is the people which they've inherited a lot of money, you know, and they don't have to go out to work, and that they're sit down to a big breakfast. Yeah. Rabbi is Michael Parlin. So the Parlin would get working, and then they would take a break. And so Rabbi is to eat something. Chamishas is Michael Kaladam. Chamishas was with the average person. So Morris says, Aini, that doesn't sound right. But Omer of Papa Rabbi is Mansur the Kaladam. Papa says it's Mansur was Rashar Rabbi. I'll rather switch it around. Rabbi is Michael Kaladam. Chamishas is Michael Parlin. So the average person would get his things going, and then they would eat the shorvias. And the parlim, because they're working with other people, they would have more responsibility, so they would wait till shor chamishas. And shishas is Michael Talmud Chacham, and Talmud Chacham would only eat shor shishas. So pasha the more before. I'm assuming it's the beginning of the hour. Because the Morsan Mekan ve'elech kizarek evan lechemis. If you don't eat by then, which means you don't eat by the end of the sixth hour, you wait till chatzos to eat, so then it's like throwing a stone into a chemis, into a barrel. So Rashi is tupshotim. Either pshitim, that means it's bad for you. It's like throwing a stone. Or it means it's neither good or bad. It's just the advantage that food is supposed to give you, by the time you wait to that point of the day to eat, it doesn't give you the sustenance it's supposed to give you anymore. it's like trying to fill up a barrel with stones. It's, you know, it fills up, but like, you, like, now what? You know, the goal, you want to fill a barrel with wine or shaman. You want to fill up with something of significance. Filling up now is just dumping stuff in your stomach. This is all talking about they would have their main meal by then, but it's because they hadn't eaten anything at all yet that day. Less than four. If a person did take a small snack in the morning, then the fact that he schleps his, leaves his suda out to later, that's okay. Okay, let's see. Let's see Rashi. Dayanim misatim talisan kishapersim bedin. They would wrap themselves up in their talis when they would start a case. Me'emas shchina, A, from the awe of the shchina which is present in a din. And shal yifta roshon lekan lekan, they died to yeshiva salim. They wouldn't be distracted by anything else around them. They were able to focus in on what they're doing. So the Moshe says, if they're starting, that's called starting. If they're already sitting in court, and a new case starts, so asikib also bedin. After they've already been sitting and judging a different case, karmu tofim him. They're already wrapped in their towels. Kshenigmar oisa din, and that one is completed. Both neim din acher samach lemincha. Now a new case came samach lemincha. So really, they shouldn't start. They should interrupt with tav mincha. However, if they did, habi haschalos and went to haschalos, mishiyip tuchu baladinim metainos, when the baladinim would start their claims. You can't say that it's called starting when yisatu because they're already otuv. Amuri, shaliyas besamedrash nishan aleim. They were by the amurim and they would go and check by the door to see if anyone wants to come in to have a case. Cholashi bayo, mitstarin, shalosko oisayom yotara. So Rav Chist and Rav Ravuna were upset that they didn't learn anything that day. So Tana lehuchia bar Rav, shagodol schar adayonim, v'lo yitztaru. So that's the first shot in Rashi, which I sound like he was mekabel from his rabbeim, that they should understand the kshivas of what they're doing and they shouldn't feel bad. Rashi says the v'lo nira, I don't think that's correct. Deinze mashmos loshen libayu. Kolish libayu usually is used to mean that they're feeling weak, physically weak. And that they're feeling emotionally sad. The language that you should have said that meant that means they felt bad emotionally. Said cholish that, you know, cholish datayu. Their das was libayu was used. Loshen cholish libayu was used. Loshen tainasu shalosodu kolayoyim. They hadn't eaten anything yet, so they felt responsibility to sit and judge, and they didn't interrupt for meals. So came along. So this is what Rashi is learning. The Ratana Luchia Bar Rav. So Chibar Rav said to them, you don't need to sit and judge the whole day. You can judge part of the day and you can interrupt and eat something. It says from Moshe, Mashomer Min HaBoker Ad HaOrev, Midr Shur Shechosha V'Dover K'maisa Bereisha Shenemer Boi Erev HaBoker. It doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu sat the whole day and didn't interrupt. It meant he interrupted. So why I says mina erva baker? So that's the medrash. It's referring to what he's doing is the equivalent of my separation. Shemalkech is dayonech. Shadayin kari melech. Shenar melech v'mish yamid oritz. So if they're eating the malkech and the sarayach are eating at judging and then eating at the proper time. Ludim is umo shikaren kanlish kanlinch v'echli adam heim. They were cannibals. They came and Rav said them, and they were hungry people. So they used to eat first thing in the morning. Malchal Yershim, Yershichai and Rav, people inherited a large amount of money. Shalotar Chaboy, which they didn't have to work in it. Men Asukim Adayigim, Loshad Acharei Mazonis, Velasik Vimalacha. They're not busy trying to find work to protect what they have because they didn't work at it. It's a person who worked for his money. So he doesn't want to spend it so easily. So he'll always looking for new work. So the Zayd who started the business is 80 years old. He's still coming into the office every morning at 7:30 in the morning, right? But the Ainu calls, says, no, he rolls in at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know. What's the big spritz? Third Ainu the Chaim is, kosher leguf. So the first shot says it's bad for you. It's not bad, not good. Okay. The more brought the lochas of merchitz a little bit, as chalos merchitz, the more it's going to move into the lochas of merchitz a little bit. So Amar Rav Adar Rava, respalad olam tfilos of a base of merchitz. You can daven in the base of merchitz. Meisvei. We have a brisa which says, "Hanichlus the base of merchitz." Person goes into the base of merchitz. So there's three sections in the base of merchitz. So Malkum Shibani Olam Oimdim Levushim, and the place where people are still, area where people are still clothed. Yesh Lamikra Tefillah. You can daven there. You can learn there. Minzarch Lamer Shilah Shalom. You obviously lali greet somebody there. With Shalom, which is Hashem's name, you're allowed to put on tefillin there. You don't need to take it off. Obviously, you don't need to take off a tefillin. However, then they would move into the middle section where people were getting dressed and undressed. So yesh shalom shila shalom, you can greet somebody there with Shalom. Vein shalom mikra tefillin, you cannot learn there. You cannot daven there. You do not need to remove your tefillin, but you cannot put on tefillin there, the chadchila. The area where people are totally unclothed, so ain shom shila shalom, you cannot greet somebody with Hashem's name. Obviously you cannot learn or daven there. You must remove your tefillin. Obviously you do not need to point out, you can't put it on. So how can Rav Adar Rava say that a person can daven in the base of merchitz? He's telling me the outer room, what's the chiddush? Tell me the inner room, it's not true. Some more answers. He's talking about a case that nobody was there. So then it's mut. The more says, no. This inner merchah that we said is even though nobody is in there. And similarly, the loch is a basic kise, which has its isurin. Is Shamru Avishan, but soya, even though there's no soya in it. There's an Isra and Besit Kisei and Besit Merchitz for the building itself, for the place itself, irregardless of the fact that somebody's there or something is there or not. Ella Moore says, Ki Amar Rav Abba said, you can daven in the Besit Merchitz, it's Bechadati. It's a new Merchitz that's never been used yet. They built it, they've never used it. Morris says, "Bohami boy le Ravina." Ravina had a question on this. We had this. He's minu the basic kisei. Mahu, if we designated a place to be the basic kisei, what's the loch about davening there? Yesh zimun or ein zimun? Does the designation itself give it a status of a basic kisei, prohibiting tar and tefillah in that place? Well, Yeshitele, he cannot come to a conclusion on it. So Moshe says, Lav, who adin the Merchitz? Isn't the same issue by Merchitz? Moshe says, No. Because I can tell Dilma, shiny basic kisei, the mox. There, it's the shame basic kisei is a mokam maguna, so just designated the basic kisei already, maybe it's not a proper place to daven and to learn. Whereas Merchitz doesn't have that same level of niyus, and it would not be, if, as long as it has not been used yet, just the designation alone would not make it usur. Okay, see Rashi. Merchatzo shalehen is gimel chadorim hoyuloi. The Merchatz had three rooms. Penimi v'hazir, the inner room was where they would actually be sitting in the sauna unclothed, which they would take the sweat, l'shtate for take the showers and wash off. And so, Shiar the Sechemin Merchitz. The middle room was they would leave from there, Veloivich Chaluk, and they would get dressed. Veyotz the Chitzin would go to the outer room. Vegarmal Yishos, so there he gets fully, they complete the dressing, the fully dressed. Menachshom Shoah Miyagiyas Merchitz, and there they would rest they would recover from the heat, etc. They would go to the outer room and they would sit and rest. I remember Panimi, the inner room is where they would stand in the room. Mikra is referring to Kriya Shema. I'm sorry, Mikra is referring to Kriya Shema, not learning. A room of Labushim is, I'm sorry, the middle room is some were dressed, some were undressed. That's people were Shigetsu by Orem, they would come in, so they're unclothed from the inner room. But Marley, the Chasus is out, and they would get dressed. We have to look at them and go to the outer room. The Chalut Tulin, Miroshoi. You have to take them off. And Sarah Homer, obviously, she also in the Yoda, but Tikshalad, they're in the bag. Shana Maniach, you can't put them on. Now, so if you tell me you don't need to say it, why did the Bryce say it? You don't need to say this is true. I mean, okay, fine. So why did you tell me that you don't need to say it? Rashi says, "V'hoda Tony Ben Tzarich Loimer." I did the boy the misnim it's Yosef Ben Maniach Ben Acholitz. Since in the middle they want to point out that there is Allah, you do not take off, but you cannot put it on. Shem Sorei Loikim Merchatz Gomer. It's not totally like a dinner of Merchatz, but who mixes Tzarich Merchatz to love? There is some dinner of Merchatz on it. If he was wearing them, he does not need to take them off. As long as he's staying there, obviously he has to go, take them off to go inside. But is also but he can't put them on if he's there in the middle place. You have to go to the outer place to put them on. So therefore, it matches. And the other one, it points out the halacha is in the other place. Sorry, what? That is correct. That is correct. I mean, there are certain coolers in Tfilin Shel Yad. There are certain coolers in Tfilin Shel Yad. Yeah.
Because it's not
Megula. I don't remember the applications to it to Merchatz. I remember the applications in regards to a person using the bathroom, not for Gedolim, for Ketanim in a Mokum, which is not, you know, which is not a Mokum for Gedolim. So Mikra, then a person without a keep their Shalyad on, not their Shalrosh. So I don't know how it applies to Merchatz, but yeah, it's a good point. Avishen b'tzoya, shepinu m'sham, even though they've removed the tzoya, it's still osur. So we're asking the b'chadati, shlo rochetz b'odam y'olam, el shezminu l'kach. No, it's never been used as such. So he says it's mutzur. Adam Morris says, basically he said we questioned that. Shana b'sakit said the most, b'shem aguno lov, it has a shem of b'sakit on it already. And therefore, we understand that maybe just the designation alone is a problem. Shemachi misafka alone b'azman osa. Therefore, we think maybe the designation alone would make it osa to use. Whereas by the merchatz, it doesn't have that same issue. Tosis raises the question over here that this Gemara is a Gemara which is quoted in the Dorim. His middle basically say what's the halacha? That same Gemara actually says his middle and our girsa. We have the girsa. His middle basically say his and his middle base merchatz mahu. Apparently, that the base merchatz was also questioned as a possibility of being a problem. So Tom Tosa says because of that some people take out. They take out the gears over there of the question. As it says, the pshat is, we came to a resolution to the question of merchatz. We had it as a question, we came to a resolution, and the more saying, but that resolution of Besa merchatz then was not a resolution to the issue of Besa kisei, because Besa kisei is more chomer because of the mias which is associated with the Besa kisei. Okay. So Ein Shom Shila Shalom, the Brisa said you can't have Shila Shalom in there. Misayel the Rahamuna, Ishmael Ulo, Dhammer Amr that supports Rahamuna's din. The Omer says, also Adam Shitan Shalom the Chavera Bebes Americhats. You can't give shalom to a person of his Americans. Mishum Shanemar, but you could call Hashem Shalom. We call Hashem Shalom. So the name Shalom is a name which is one of the names of Hashem. So the Mor says Elamayatzo, the Mor says according to that logic. Henusanami Osulamemar Babesakise. So you can't say the word he's trustworthy. You see Hakel Hanamun. Hashem is Nemot. So you can't say the word Nemot in basic Yisrael. You can't. You're allowed to say Hemnusa basic Yisrael. More answers. Hosam Shem Gufei Lo Ikri Hachi. The Metarkaminon Elokoa Mehemna. So Neman over there is an adjective. The trustworthy Hashem, the trustworthy God. So it's an adjective. But Hashem's name is not Neman. But over here, the Pshat in the Pasuk is Hach Hashem Gufe Ikri Shalom Tzivva Ikri Loi Hashem Shalom. Hashem's name is peace. It's not an adjective. It's a noun describing Hashem. Rashi, two Rashis. We could loy Gidon laKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Shalom. Gidon referred to Hashem as Hashem Shalom. Hemnusa laHasker Emuna beBesekisa. You can't say the Emuna beBesekisa. So then there's a big shaila in Halacha. So Pashas comes says you can't give Shalom to the Chaver, which because there you're using the name Shalom as the idea of giving Hashem's peace upon the person. What about a person whose name is Shalom? You let a call, you say, hi Yanko, hi Beryl, hi Shalom. You can't say hi Shalom to Shalom because his name is Hashem Hashem. So that's a Shalom Halacha. There's a remote which seems to be Machmer on it.